Okay, Thursday night. Thursday night. Kufnemalus. Actually, we'll learn to be Alochas at the end of Kufmem. On Siv Gimel, we'll learn to be Alochas. The first Bir Alochas, Uberech Ala Torah, that's, they showed him the wrong place. So they showed him the place, Uberech Ala Torah, and he made the Bracha. So again, the first Bir Alochas says that if he just says Baruch Ata Hashem and he realized it was the wrong place, so if it's, if he can quickly go to the right place, that's fine. And he'll start, and he'll continue the bracha there. If it takes a long time, then he then since he only said Baruch Atah Hashem, he should say Landenichu Kecha, and then go to the right place. And if he said Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, so it's a question of avoiding a bracha lebatala. So even if it takes a long time, since you're not really talking, it's only speaker, so you should go to the right place and continue the bracha. The chiddush is. And even though he said already Baruch Atah Hashem, or even Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, but as we said yesterday, it's part of the rule of Hakol HaHelech Achar HaChasima, and therefore if he then turns to the right place and concludes the bracha in the right place, so that's okay. That's the first Bir Halacha. So that's what you should do. If he just said Baruch Atah Hashem, if he can quickly go to the right place, then you shouldn't even say Lamdeni Chukecha. You should quickly go to the right place and continue Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. If it's going to take, he doesn't, you want to know how much time, you know, 7 seconds.
It's safer.
What?
It's safer.
No, that's Obediyeva to say Lamdeni Chukecha. If it's in the next column or two columns further, so then better just go there quickly. If it'll take a shtick tzeit, then say Lamdeni Chukecha. That's what he says. And if he said already Melech HaOlam, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, then even if it'll take a shtick tzeit, since you're being quiet and not saying, so just go to the right place. The chiddush of the Bir Halacha is that even if you didn't start the bracha in the right place, but you can conclude the bracha in the right place, and that's okay. The next Bir Halacha, Le'ez Chalikros, so that's a shtick chiddush, because the Mechaber is going that some say he has to make a new bracha when he goes to the right place. So even though he started laning in the wrong place, once he started reading, he's reading.
That the Bakore shows that the Aliyah has the wrong place?
Yeah. It happens. It's not so rare. So anyway, so if he started reading and then he realized it was the wrong place, so the Mogen Avraham says, then no one holds you make a new bracha when you start in the right place. Because, so to speak, your bracha you started reading in the Torah. It's true, it's the wrong place, but you started reading. So that's what the Mogen Avraham holds. So we don't hold like that. That's what the Bir Halacha is saying. Bagra, Eliyahu Rabu, Shari Achraimim, Eskimu, Dadinim, Mamachaber. And even if he started reading, not Nogei, it's not relevant. It was the wrong place, and he has to make a new bracha according to those sheets in the right place. So anyway, if he has to make a new bracha or not, but the fact that he started reading is not relevant. That's the point.
Did I understand
you
right?
You
mentioned all of this is only if the person saying
bracha
is the same person reading the Torah?
No, I didn't say that at all. What I said was, I'm not sure what you're referring to. I said, and that's what we're going to learn in the next, let's learn the next Bir Halacha. It might be, I think what you're referring to is what it says in the next Bir Halacha. In the third Bir Halacha it says, I am the Prima Godim Shadaitoi, that this whole din of making a new bracha and you're in the wrong place is only if at the time of the bracha he knew where they're supposed to be laning and he thought that's where they were. Hayodeya es ha-parasha shemavarech aleha, aleha niskabein, in other words, when do you have to make a new bracha when you think you have to read from here? You think you have to read from here, where he showed you. And that's a mistake. You have to read from somewhere else. Mashenkein, imhoya etzim adover betolos. In other words, they thought they knew where they have to read. They just weren't careful. They thought they're in the right place. They knew where you're supposed to read. They just showed them the wrong place. But the bracha was on the right place. He just thought it was here, and it's not here. The ancient apostles say, "For time, I did the literal." They didn't look carefully. The sofer Shisham Ksuva Pashas Chaydus Hayoyim. It says, "Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe Leimor." So he, you know, he didn't look carefully. So he knew, but he knew where he had to read. He knew what and where he had to read. He just thought, not where. He knew what he had to read. He just thought this was it. So then the Prima Gondola says, "You don't make a new bracha according to everybody." Because he always meant to read the right parsha. He just thought it was here, it's not here. That's what the Prima Gondola says. And the whole sith, the whole Indian of making a new bracha, is when he thought, when he made a mistake in what they have to learn. Which I'm hearing is very rare. Very, very rare. Almost all the cases, 98% of the cases, is this Prima Gondola saying, you for sure do not make a new bracha. Even if it's not open in front of you. But if you know what you have to lay on about, right? And he just thinks it's here. All right, maybe. Anyway, then he brings down somebody chaylik. Ubal derech achayim hebirayim is in a reish tesuv chof bagot deim lechalik b'zayin shom. The Bayer Halacha certainly favors the Prima Gondim. And therefore, in that case, which I think is more common for sure, you do not make a new bracha even if it's outside the open area of the Sefer Torah. Even if it's not the exposed area of the Sefer Torah, you still do not make a bracha. Okay, let's start Siman Kuf Mem Aleph. Dine Kore Mahamakre. So we'll see, right? Tzorech Likros Me'umot. First din is that the person reading B'tzibur, the person reading the tzibur has to stand. There's a din amida. Ra'filu lismuch atzma l'kosa lo l'omud osur, even to lean, it's osur. Now, this is what's the chiddush here? Because normally we talk about leaning that, there's two types of leaning. There's leaning that if the thing is taken away, you'd fall. And that's not called standing, you know, because you're not supporting yourself. You're being supported by something else. So that's not called standing. But if you're leaning against something that you would stand even if they took it away, so that's called standing. So that's when you're talking about standing as opposed to sitting. But there's another stipulation, another condition, call it. And that's you have to stand be'ema. Just like the Torah was given be'ema. So when you read the Torah, you have to stand be'ema. So that's what we're being told now. That to fulfill the requirement of be'ema, you can't lean. Even a leaning that doesn't render your standing like sitting, even a leaning that it's not so that if it would be taken away, you would fall, but you would remain standing. Still, it's lacking in be'ema, and therefore we disallow such leaning when you're reading the Torah. Shmonesre is the only other example, really, I think, that I can think of offhand. We have a requirement of be'ema besides the requirement of standing.
There are differences between touching something.
Obviously, touching, you're not even leaning, so you're just touching.
What is leaning? If you're not
the weight, your weight is on it.
Right. If your weight is not on it, that's called not leaning. Right? If the din is, you're not supposed to do it even if your weight is not on it.
I don't know what you're calling the weight on it.
If you're leaning and you're going to fall, so
that's yeshiva. That's yeshiva, right.
Right. So if you're leaning and you're not going to fall,
right,
that's a chisaron of aim.
Of aim, right.
What's the criteria for leaning as opposed to putting your hands on the
wall? If it's supporting you,
then you'll fall
a little bit.
No.
Honestly.
No. No, that's not true. That's not true. You just said, yeah, it's supporting you, but if it's taken away, you wouldn't fall. It's not supporting you totally. It's giving you support.
Leaning is 30 pounds of force.
Your main support is still on your legs and thighs. You lean on the shoulder.
You'll think the kennel has to fall.
What you want to know is like this. You mean to ask something else. You mean to ask that certainly there should be a point where leaning, even if it's taken away, you won't fall, does not have been a chisorin and be'ema. And I would agree with you. If your hand is leaning on the shtender, not your body, then it's probably not, I would suggest, it's not even a chisorin or be'ema. Be'ema is that your body is leaning. But even then there's two types of leaning. There's leaning with falling and leaning without falling. And chanami, that's the body. That's totally in rov haguf, probably. I would say it's totally in rov haguf. If your hand's just leaning on the shtender, I don't even think it's a chisorin be'ema. I would call it rov haguf. It's determined by rov haguf. Is that what you were meant?
Yes.
Maybe.
Absolutely.
Okay. But I'm still saying that even rov haguf could have a leaning that will be supported primarily by his legs and thighs, and if the thing is taken away, he won't fall over. Yeah, that's a chesaron be'ema, but it's not like sitting, right? And we find a chesaron be'ema by the Sefer Torah and by Shmona Esrei. What? Vidui, I don't think there the Mishnah Berurah, I believe, says in Hilchos Yom Kippur that it's only if you'll fall over. That's yeshiva. That's yeshiva. That's not. That's the problem.
The middle level would be permitted.
I believe so. There's no chiyuv be'ema. Tzarech likros me'umah zafilu l'smachasma l'koysel oy lo'omud osur elam kenhu balbosor. There's always behetzer, even if you need amida as opposed to yeshiva, right? But we allow it. So if he has to lean, if he can't support himself, he finds it hard to stand up, whether it's age or weight or whatever the case may be, so then, you know, you could. Because it's not derech gaiva. It's not the pshat that, okay, if you can't help it, so we'll be nice to you. No, the pshat is it's not derech gaiva. If you need it, the whole point here is gaiva, whether it's the emo or even the shiva. It's if you're taking a luxury, you know, you're luxuriating in it. If it's necessary, then it's like with a cane. Like it's not called carrying on Shabbos, right? It's not carrying. It's a malbush. Okay, Elam kenu balbos. I got mechen chazon akori tzorich lamodim akori. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. Is it talking about someone leaning low to himself, or someone that's not leaning at all? In the Mishnah Berurah, Tzorech Likros Me'umah, the Mishnah Berurah says, what Tzorech Likros Me'umah? Akriya, Shekorim B'tzibur. You're reading the Torah, the Alfinon says, the Nechsev Moshe Rabbeinu was told by Hashem, Vatapo Amodi Modi, Mashma Filo Hashem Yisbarach, Hamakri LeMoshe, who was like underlining to him, Omeid Kveyachol. You could say a piece of Torah, and probably they do, that the first reason would only require Amid as opposed to Yeshiva. Well, that's the second reason that requires Be'ema. The Nafkamina, of course, is a leaning that you won't fall over. Even if you violated the din totally. So you yoytzei, it's not ma'akev. Ben tzorech lachzav alikras. Afilu this mechas mahano, afilu smicha ksas. The mechaber here by saying means to include even a smicha ksas. Yimnotel oisadav lo yipo. Gam kenosu tzorech lamoid be'ema. Oy lo omud ushuchan akriya chay gavna, what we call the bima. Elam kein hu balbasa. Vodin chayla izokin habe shekoshalay amida bli smicha. Achizor sheyismach ktsas. And Mishnah Berurah says that of course he should try at least to avoid standing as opposed to sitting. Vod yismach chokach ad sheminot alay shudav yipo. Vimiyesh alay nismach kim bin yinzeb utsor tzad lusayim chayim muta gam bazeb. Because it's not Derek Gaiva, so you know, so you won't stand, you'll sit. I mean, ach lo yishoyin ala mapos ala shulchan shetashmash kedushu ela ala shulchan atzvo. Theoretically, if you're going to lay on the bima, then you have to pick up the thing
where the Sefer Torah itself lies, and therefore that's called the Tashmish Kedusha. And it's underneath it that's called the Tashmish Tashmish, which we would say is Mutter. We're saying is Mutter.
Does the plastic change anything?
What?
Does the plastic change anything?
I don't think so. I think the plastic's there to protect the velvet, and therefore it's bottled to it. Like you find by Schach, same thing. Now, he brings down on the side, the Oizvahadu Mishnagura brings down from the Eliyahu Rabbah that a Tanai helps. A Tanai helps in such things, like the Tashmish Kedusha of the velvet. To try, because of the Ramah, Vanogu Lehanos, the Kamanos, the Dibbe Kedusha. People of Mai say, use these things. The Pacha shall Svarim, the Shulchan shall Beit HaKnesses, Umi'ilim shall say the Torah. Because of Atam Mishum Shechivin Shenoagu came, the Yefshel Lizoher Leiv Beizim Masna Aleim Meikora Kdei Shlo Yavodi Dei Takola. Baba Gavdolo Hisnu Kamisha Hisnu Domi. That's a remark talking about other things. Midvarim Elu Lechayra Eile Shemuto Liyishoy Nafal Amapa Shechivin Shenoagu came. The thing that the Mishum says is to grab a spotlight. Anybody that leans is going to, I never saw anybody pick up the mappa and lean on the table. Maybe, yeah, I never saw it though.
The Rabbi says you don't,
I don't know if you don't have to, or there's a limus course, there's a way to approach it that they weren't violating the Tashmish Kedusha, because we say lay based in Masna lane. That means in common situations, when Bezdin considers it not very difficult, so if it works, let Bezdin Masalim. You find it by certain karbanos to make it. You usually find it by kedusha, and there's a tanai that if such and such story happens, it should be chayil. It shouldn't be kaddish. So if you say, could I lean on the velvet thing?
Is it too late to make that tanai?
You should be slamming on the Eliyahu Rabbah. No, late basin masa means the full thing tonight.
I understand, but forget about that. Make a real
tonight. Late, that's what you can use.